Hi, you're listening to the Sabian Podcast, and this is Lisa Meyerson. And today I'm going to go over the Sabian symbols for today's new moon, February 11th, 2021. And as you know, the sun and moon, when it's a new moon, are conjunct in the same degree. And today's new moon is at 23 Aquarius, and the Sabian symbol for that is 24 Aquarius. A man turning his back on his passions teaches deep wisdom from his experience. And this is an interesting new moon right before Valentine's Day. It does have a nice Venus-Jupiter conjunction aspect, but I do still see that it's kind of a more clear-eyed new moon. It's not as romantic as we'd think, simply because of this, among other aspects in the new moon. But the fact that it is a man turning his back on his passions, teaching deep wisdom from his experience, shows me that there's a need to really check things out with your head, along with your heart, to really not go into situations blindly. And so this is a great opportunity to really look at and assess and see if this is a situation that you want. In Linda Hill's book, she talks about it shows someone turning away from something that's been important in the past but has now lost its value or relevance. The quote-unquote man has had to turn his back on his passions. He's most likely had valuable lessons in letting go of desire. This can show a turning away from many things, a lover, a job, a belief, some of the very things he's wanted or worked hard for. Perhaps he sees there's now a more important job or mission to be pursued. And so it's not as easy of a new moon as we might think, but it does require some objectivity. And this is what we're looking at. And interestingly enough, we're looking at the Capitol riots, the impeachment hearings. We're going back over old evidence and really looking at things and, and really looking at it. Does the system work for us? And so we shall see. And I often find that the new moon, for me, I work with fertility patients and I am female. And I'll often think of the new moon as like menstruation, and the full moon is ovulation. So the new moon can bring about a lot of grumpy emotions anyway. And so just looking at it that way. But I also see here Mercury is 17 Aquarius, 16 Aquarius in the real ephemeris, and then I'm rounding up to 17 Aquarius for the Sabian symbol. And that is a watchdog standing guard, protecting his master and his possessions. And so the new moon is actually, it's in a stellium with other Aquarius planets, with other positions in Aquarius, but it's kind of a widely conjuncting the other planets. But Mercury here is square Mars, and it's trying the north node, and it's sextile the south node. So that's the string of aspects that the Mercury has, and it's about 7 degrees away from being conjunct the sun and moon. So it's not a very close of a conjunction, but it is a close square with Mars and a close trine with the north node and a close sextile with the south node. And the square can be a difficult aspect. It can also be activating and irritating. It can actually be a nice thing here. I always look at squares as isometric exercise and building muscle. It can be, once again, very irritating, but it also can be motivating. It can be a catalyst for a new realization. And the Mars degree is 19 Taurus, and that's a new continent is rising out of the ocean. And so what it's looking like, it's like we're feeling very self-protective and self-guarding. in the way that we think and express ourselves, our ideas about the way things should be. But then Mercury is squaring Mars, and it might be causing us to argue and create a whole new world together or apart. But looking at that particular, like looking at things in a whole new way. So here we go, the new continent rising out of the ocean. And then it's the Mercury is trine the North Node, 18 Gemini, and that degree is the symbol is two Chinese men talking Chinese in a Western crowd, and that's the way forward, and that's where we'll get the most benefit. And it's really just like working with the parts of us that feel alienated, the parts of us that feel alien. And realizing that we can feel alone and separate in a crowd. And I feel like this Mercury trining the North Node is showing us to embrace the parts of us that feel different or weird, but also to communicate with people and hear the different ideas that we have with an open mind and not see them as like foreign invaders. And so a lot of this is about integration. And lately, we've had a lot of cancel culture. And some of it is justified. I do feel like there are some things that are not excusable. But then there are other things that can be a concern where we just cancel every dissenting point of view to the point that we only hear what we want to hear. And so I'm looking at this as just to keep an open mind and seeing that we all feel kind of strange to each other, and that's coming up with this particular North Node. It just changed degrees today, and it's been in a different degree for the last week or so. And so this one is actually going to be here. let's see. Pardon me. I've got a frog in my throat. Oh, it's only going to be here for the next week. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. And then it'll change into a different degree. But that's the message that I see for this particular new moon is to really just embrace those parts of us that feel foreign to us, hear other people's ideas too, not treat each other like we don't have a right to speak our minds, that it is okay. And that's part of what this particular new moon is about. It does have the Mercury square Mars. And so it can be about arguing, but the arguing might also help create something new and something better, and that new continent rising out of the ocean. Like we can look at the old and we can look at the way things have been, that watchdog standing guard, protecting his master and his possessions. And but the fact that they're square is kind of a beautiful image of that. Through that kind of creative tension, we create something new. And then here we again, the North Node in 18 Gemini, two Chinese men talking Chinese in a Western crowd. So where people feel like strangers to each other, but they still need to talk and they need to work things out. The Mercury square Mars is or the Mercury is sextile the South Node in 18 Sagittarius, and that is the South Node is what to move away from, and it would be that like overprotectiveness and infantilizing. So it would be like trying to like treat everything with kid gloves. Just know that we're all adults. We can take care of ourselves. Like there's no need for overprotection, and this also can even figure into like the way people parent, so it's just something to consider. This is also in that degree for the next week, and it's actually kind of a sweet symbol. But the fact that it's at in the South Node, it's just meaning to move away from it. Just know that people are more independent than we think. And so there, I'm going to read some keywords here too. It says caretaking with small beginnings, protection or blinkering, propaganda that hides more severe life realities. Oh, censorship. innocent, being treated like a child, mollycoddling. And then the caution is overprotection by institutionalized procedures that can lead to not being able to see the whole picture, organized religion and its blinding of society to the true joy within and without, infantile behavior, being left in the dark without a clue as to what's going on, naivete, being overshadowed by ego, abuse, and neglect. So that's some of the caution, which can come about more when we have the South Node in this particular degree. And so just looking at that, I am seeing like censorship as part of that too. Like we really don't need to censor everything. And I didn't see a story on the news show Rising today about, what is it, Clubhouse, and how somebody was calling for Clubhouse to be removed, like Parler, because somebody was talking about something that was fake news. But it was being handled in real time by people saying, look, that's false information. And so the app or the website was working as it was supposed to, but people were still calling for it to be removed. In fact, the Clubhouse app was actually working better than Facebook or Twitter has in terms of not disseminating false information. So, you know, just looking at it from that point of view, like we can handle the truth, or when we hear things that are the false truth, we can also handle that too, and work to bring the truth to light. So just thinking about that news story in light of this South Node placement of Sagittarius. And then also Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in the same degree in Aquarius. And this one, it's also 5 degrees away from being conjunct Mercury, or 4 degrees away. So it's somewhat conjunct that as well. But also looking at it is standing alone, because sometimes I'll look at things as being very closely aspected. And so I'll look at things about 1 or 2 degrees apart. And I'm seeing this as more standing by itself. And this is also considered to be like a very nice romantic aspect on its own. But also looking at it with being in that placement of Aquarius at 13 Aquarius, and the symbol being a barometer. And it says here that it comes from the Greek baros, meaning weight. It measures atmospheric pressure by responding to fluctuations. In weather forecasting, the barometer is used to signify and help to analyze weather-producing pressure systems. And a storm is generally anticipated when the barometer is falling rapidly. When the barometer is rising, fair weather may usually be expected. So in some ways, this is like a measurement or a measuring system. So I feel like this is all figuring into like the man turning back on his passions, looking, using a clear eye, looking at his barometer, the watchdog standing guard, protecting his master and possessions, squaring Mars. You know, it's really all about like, who are we all with each other, and where do we all stand with each other? So it really is a time to assess things and measure. And so it's, you know, happy Valentine's Day, but and it says here, you may need to feel the need to plan for future action and to know what to expect, or at least anticipate. And this can picture a situation where there is the task of being a translator, or what's going on in the environment. And you'll find in your own sensitivity to the environment and to the people around you, the very instrument that can sense how they're feeling or what's coming up next. Watching, waiting, and feeling out the atmosphere before taking any action will lead to the best answer. And so on and so forth. The keywords, again, are staying ahead of weather, feeling changes ahead of time, measured responses, measurements. And the caution is fear of change, constant looking to fashions or fads, not knowing how to react because of shifts in the atmosphere, watching and waiting to see how other people act, seemingly with no will of one's own, and not being able to read the environment accurately. So, just keeping an eye out for like a change in the weather pattern. And then we also have during this new moon an almost exact square of Saturn squaring Uranus. And Saturn is at seven, Aquarius, still part of that stellium. And the symbol is a child born out of an eggshell. And, interestingly enough, I see this also in a similar way to the tiny children playing in sunbonnets. But it also can be about alchemy. It can be about like space. It can be about IVF, in vitro fertilization, or human cloning. It can be, let me see here. It says here, transmutation, the birth of a new creative original impulse, incubated ideas coming to fruition, genetic engineering, people beyond their time, seeking the unusual, the desire to have children, the struggle to break free, genetic engineering, again, indigo children, children that seem unrelated to their parents. And the caution of this would be lack of support. Spoiled and naive attitudes, rebellion, uneasiness, prejudice and racial stereotypes, and refusing to believe even what the eyes can see. And here we have also as Saturn squaring Uranus at eight Taurus, that particular degree is a sleigh without snow. So it can feel like our creativity is feeling really stuck. That we've kind of come to the end of the line somewhere, and where do we go from here? I feel like this also is connected to that barometer. It's also the man turning away from his passions and taking a more cold-eyed look. This just all really feels very connected. And that Uranus degree at eight Taurus is gonna be there. Let me see here. So it's gonna be here for a while. And let me see. So it just got there on the 8th, and it's certainly a strong aspect for the new moon. And it'll be here until March 10th. So we might all feel a little bit stuck in the mud. And it might even feel like nipped in the bud. In a way, like trying to grow, but then being stuck and we can't move forward. The symbol after this is really wonderful. It's a beautiful. Oh, well, wait a minute here. I was going to say it was a Christmas tree shining in the darkness. And oh, actually, that's true. So it's a Christmas tree shining in the darkness. So we will move on in March, but we will be at this sleigh without snow degree. I'm thinking about how things are in Chicago, where I live, and our next above freezing weather day is going to be on February 22nd. And, just thinking about that too, like we're all kind of feeling like cabin fever and like we can't move forward and things kind of suck weather-wise right now. So anyway, so that's the massive new moon stellium. And the degrees surrounding it. The other ones that I see here that aren't aspecting the new moon are Neptune at 20 Pisces. And that is actually squaring, let me see here. So it's not squaring Mercury at 17 Aquarius, which is Mercury is squaring Mars and trining the North Node and sextiling South Node. But Neptune is sextiling Mars, and that's a table. It's 20 Pisces, a table set for an evening meal, and a really good time to think about like food security, making a good meal for yourself, making sure that you're well nourished and healthy through this time. But it's also squaring the North and South Node. And a table set for an evening meal is very interesting because we're having the farmer strike in India, and that is going to be there for a while. The nodes are moving away from Neptune, And we might get a resolution with that in the future. But that's been a big deal, and still talking a lot about it in the news. And hopefully that will be something that can be resolved. And personally, I would just say, like, enjoy cooking. And if you can, donate to a soup pantry. Make sure that people are getting enough food to eat around you. Probably something that we can do on a local level, because it doesn't look like our federal government is really stepping up to help. There are still really, really long food lines. And this Saturn square Uranus degree, with like the Saturn and Aquarius, like all of these new ideas, the child born out of an eggshell, like this, and then again, that the Mars and Taurus, a new continent is rising out of the ocean. Like we can envision a future right now, but still we feel stuck until March, where Uranus is at that 8 Taurus degree, a sleigh without snow. So I'm just repeating that just to make sure, like know that it's not completely hopeless, but we will feel a little bit stuck and frustrated until like the second week in March. And so just thinking about that. And then finally, I wanted to say that Pluto is still at 26 Capricorn, and that degree and symbol is a nature spirit dancing in the midst of a waterfall. And still looking at that is like the mutations of the coronavirus. We're going to have this for a while. Just looking at the ephemeris here. It's going to move from this degree at the end of this month. And so, you know, if this is true, like the astrology and the Sabian symbols, I think we'll get a bit of a break from the mutating virus. I think there'll be some positivity with the vaccines, and just simply the mutations, we'll be able to see some relief here in the news, I'm hoping. But it will come back. Pluto is going to turn retrograde again at this degree in July. And so we might see more of the mutations reported throughout the month of July and the first half of August. And then it'll come back again in the end of November, the very end of November. And I don't believe that we'll be clear of this until like February. And so that's my, you know, just experimental astrology, Sabian symbol prediction of this pandemic and the mutations. Because I'm looking at Pluto is always what, like destruction and resurrection. It's death and rebirth. It's kind of like what doesn't kill us will make us stronger. And right now, Pluto is in this particular degree and symbol, and we're seeing all these mutations happening and like, oh no, they're so lethal. And here's this mutation that's made it into 90 countries and this and that. So there's a lot of fear around the mutations. And we do have this particular degree, like the nature spirits dancing in the midst of the waterfall. I do see that as all like the contagion of the coronavirus. All of the, like the waterfall is the water droplets. And now people, experts are talking about wearing two masks instead of one. So anyway, that is my new moon reading for today. I wish it were happier, but it all kind of makes sense. And, you know, it's been weird. I'm kind of seeing this playing out in my own life, and also just seeing this in others. And so hoping that this will be something that we all feel better about in the next week or so. So anyway, if you would like to contact me to work with me, my email address is Lisa Meyerson, LISAMEYERSON @gmail.com. And you can also find me at my website, which is lisameyerson.com. And you can also find me on my Facebook page, which is Lisa Meyerson's Astrology Discussion Group. And in the meantime, I would love to hear any questions you might have or comments about this. Again, this is a very United States-centric reading, although I did talk about the farmers' strike in India, but would love to hear any insight that you also have on your particular take on the symbols and the mundane astrology. So in the meantime, have a great weekend and happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.